do you think, as a gospel singer, that the fact that you're from New Orleans has influenced your style? Do you think of yourself more as a New Orleans gospel singer than just a gospel singer, because this is the birthplace of jazz?
Being a gospel singer, just the word gospel singer, people used to turn up their nose about it and look like you were coming trying to tell them they were wrong and their sins, they need to clean their sins up. But I think the agents and the record company strictly sold first, because I had various fights with people. They sold New Orleans, which is the history and the creator of the jazz music in America. And they would say Mahalia Jackson was born in New Orleans, the home of jazz. And then they put down in little parentheses, she's a gospel singer. And so when the people come, they had heard jazz, but they thought this was some different type of jazz. But when I would say Lord or say Jesus, they would look at me, they didn't know, you know. It was a long time teaching these people that in the South we have the Negro spiritual, and then we came up, then they had the blues. And I always say, when one have the blues, he have a despair heart, a broken heart, and he feels oppressed. And that's why he sang the blues. But when one has faith in the future and faith in God, he sang songs of hope, which is the gospel. What is the gospel, Mahalia? The gospel is good news and glad tidings. And the gospel is salvation unto man. And if a man have hope and faith in God, he believed that he shall overcome. He believed that the victory is going to be won, that he's going to be able to take care of his home, his family, and he's going to be accepted as a man.
Well, of course, now gospel music has spread all over the world. And of course, it's given way, in addition to gospel, it's soul music has been based on this. But you're the one who probably first started brought this to international prominence.
Have you ever
thought about what the reason was, what the appeal at that time was? Of course, it's your wonderful voice, your wonderful singing. But do you think you were conveying something to people everywhere?
I did. Oh, everywhere? Oh, yeah, because almost 40 years I've been singing. And all artists have their up and down. But I want you, to hear God's truth. I'm more in the man than I ever been in my life. And every year, it looks like I say that, you know. It's something people can understand. And it's something that people feel. And it's free. I don't go around here trying to sing by the note. I sing what I hear, what I feel inside. And if you got to feel it, You may not understand the word, but you will understand the feeling.
Right. Now, you know, we broadcast to the countries of Eastern Europe. Have you performed over there at all?
Europe knew about me before the United States. I have been going over in London and Paris and Copenhagen, Sweden, all over, for about 10 or 12 years before they knew me. And then one of the Hearst newspaper used to be in Chicago was a guy who used to write a column called A Hot Plate, Stud Terkel. He said, right in your own backyard is the world's greatest gospel singer.
Then it started here.
It said, if she would sing, if Bessie Smith would have sung the blues, she would sound like Mahalia. And if Mahalia would sing the...
Bessie Smith sang the gospel.
Gospel, yeah. She would sound like Mahalia. And Mahalia was... the people took it vice versa. Well, she sounds, she's singing the blues. And it convinced the people. Everywhere I went, go all to Constitution Hall in Washington, Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, all in Europe, in Albert Hall, LaSalle Play Hall, Paddington.
You know, you've also got a big audience in countries like Czechoslovakia, Poland,
Hungary, I have.
Bulgaria, Romania.
The biggest crowd I had was in Holland. The American Baptist presented me there.
What kind of response have you got over there?
I had 37,000 for the youth.
How do you feel about performing at this jazz festival here in New Orleans?
Well, I really feel that New Orleans is way behind. They should have done it themselves. They were the creator of it. And when George Wein called me some years ago, And when he said he was going to have it, I felt proud because I thought it was going to be some representative from New Orleans. Says New Orleans, they can't take it from us. But now New Orleans waits for about 10 or 15 years, now they're having a jazz festival. When, but of course, we've been having festivals all our lives. Hello, this is Mahalia Jackson, and I want to say hello to Radio Free Europe listeners, and may God bless you all.